Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
That was yesterday, I think. Wasn't Festivus officially yesterday in our world?
Festivus for the rest of us.
Airing of grievances. Boy, we really dropped the radio ball yesterday. That should have been an essential segment, but I'm sure the rest of the world did it.
We could blame it on Baby T.
Yeah, Baby T. Why would we blame Baby T?
All right, fine. We blame it on regular T.
Reeve Harrison Grody on The Score. That is Gabe Ramirez. He is filling in for both Marshall Harris and Layla Rahimi today.
It's a heavy load. Heavy load.
It is. No, I got you, man. They are players. I mean, you got to be on the ball to take care of things like that. But yeah, let's talk to Mike Florio, indeed the creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk. He joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline, your hometown tire, aturo.com. What's going on, Mike? How are you, buddy?
It goes, you know, I only know one move on Zoom, and that is the double thumbs up brings up the fireworks. It's not July, it's Christmas, but I don't know any other gestures. I know other gestures, but none that you would want me doing on the live stream.
Well, you just taught us something about Twitch and the live stream, because I think now I'm going to be doing thumbs up for the rest of the show. Yeah. Just to give the people a treat, Mike.
Yeah, the people on Twitter or Twitch, they are entitled to special things like that, but not necessarily on the radio. Like Charles Tillman, the great Charles Tillman, was on the radio yesterday and asked Lawrence Holmes if he could say the word, and then he said a bad word. So It was a very interesting moment. Sometimes you get treats on Twitch, so that's where you should be watching Mike Florio. Mike, you can guess that we have only just cooled down slightly here in the city of Chicago in terms of talking about and living in the afterglow of that Bears win against the Packers, 22-16 in overtime. But this is a tough task again that the Bears have. Turn right around and play at San Francisco on Sunday night. Do the Bears need that game to continue to show legitimacy in terms of the team that they are this year and the team that some of us think they are?
Oh, absolutely. Standalone, Christmas weekend, one of the biggest games of the weekend. The 49ers, two wins away from pulling an inside straight and getting the number one seed. It dawned on me last Wednesday that if the Seahawks beat the Rams, that the 49ers would be three wins away from the top seed in the NFC, despite all the injuries and other adversity they've had this year. So I think it's a huge game. I think it's probably underrated from the standpoint of the lack of buzz going into the weekend. I think as we get closer and closer, more people are going to realize how big of a game it is. And it's going to have some playoff intensity just a couple of weeks away from the start of the postseason.
What's your early thoughts on the game? Is today Wednesday, by the
Wednesday.
Way? Today's Wednesday. So what are your early thoughts? I mean, I think this is going to be a tough one. The Bears have shown me that I should not underestimate them in being able to compete in the class of teams like San Fran. I'm not necessarily ready to pick the Bears to win this game. What is your first reaction to this Bears-San Francisco game, Mike?
Difficult stadium to play in, the 49ers understanding how close they are to getting something that no one would have expected them to earn, the value of being the top seed, especially this year when the Super Bowl will be played in the 49ers stadium. The offense has been unstoppable. Now, George Kittle has a mid-low ankle sprain, which may cause him to miss the game, but Christian McCaffrey has been really spectacular this year. He's the guy who was injured last year and the whole thing fell apart. Mm-hmm. This year, he's one of the few who haven't been injured. He's got 1,000 rushing yards. He is on pace for 1,000 receiving yards. He'll be the first guy ever to do it in two seasons. Only three have ever accomplished it, him, Roger Craig, and Marshall Faulk. So I don't know why he's not getting more chatter for MVP. I know they're basically ready to engrave Matthew Stafford's name on the trophy, but if the 49ers end up with the one seed, I know that I'm going to be thinking about where I put McCaffrey on my ballot of five deep for the MVP, maybe not first, maybe second, maybe third, but McCaffrey deserves some credit because I think without him, they would not be in this position. It's going to be difficult for the Bears. The question is, can they outscore the 49ers? There's some vulnerabilities on defense. We saw it on Monday night when Grandpa Phillip Rivers kind of picked apart the 49ers. Some of these games become like tennis matches where all you have to do is break serve once and you win the game. It took both teams a while to have either break serve by way of stopping the offense. And it was fun to watch. It was very high scoring. I saw that it was the highest scoring first half of a Monday night game since that epic 54-51 Chiefs-Rams game from the Monday night of Thanksgiving week 7 years ago. So, yeah, the 49ers defense has vulnerabilities, and for good reason. They don't have Nick Bosa, they don't have Fred Warner, and they found a way to make it work without them.
Yeah, and that's why Christian McCaffrey is getting, in your mind, the MVP consideration, being healthy all season. They bring in Brian Robinson Jr. in the event that he gets hurt, and he's just been sitting on a shelf, what it seems like, for the entire season so far. Mike, when I'm looking at this Bears team, I'm one of the guys that hasn't gotten over Green Bay just yet. But when I think about that victory, and I'm curious, because obviously it changes the perception nationally, obviously versus locally and what we're thinking here. But I'm curious, does that win in your mind, do you see the Bears becoming one of those annoying teams that other teams in the NFL don't want to face in the playoffs? Have they gotten there yet?
Well, yeah, I think so. I think they're very dangerous. When a quarterback is playing the way that Caleb Williams is, the throws he can make, the reality, and what I think separates good quarterbacks from great quarterbacks, the great quarterbacks can take the play that's called and run it, and when the play that's called isn't there, they can come up with something else on the fly and make it work. And he's got that ability for the second act of a play. A lot of quarterbacks don't. And it's just all working. Dennis Allen has always been a great defensive coordinator, great enough to be hired twice to be a head coach. He shut out Tom Brady once upon a time when he was the defensive coordinator of the Saints. So I look at the NFC, and really, other than the NFC South champion, every other team in the field is good enough to get hot and make it to the Super Bowl. I really think that. And I think the Bears are in that group. Now, Packers or Lions, I think either of them could, in theory, if whichever one gets in, and right now it looks like it's going to be the Packers, I'd actually feel more confident the Lions can figure things out on the fly and get hot. I think for the teams that had high expectations coming into the season, if they go through a stretch late in the year where they think they're not going to make the playoffs, if they get in, I think in a weird sort of way it puts less pressure on them in the playoffs because we weren't supposed to be here anyway, and we got in by the skin of our teeth. And so I think every team except either Tampa Bay or Carolina is a team that's going to be able to create some havoc when we get to January. And we love havoc in January. We love chaos in January, except if you're a fan of one of the teams. But for the neutral observers, Havoc is great.
Oh yeah, the NFL is NFLing more than ever, making everybody a winner. That's what we do. There's a lot of winning in the NFL. We're talking to Mike Florio, the creator and editor in chief of Pro Football Talk. It's Raheemy Harris and Grody with Gabe Ramirez sitting in today. DK Metcalf, Mike, 2-game suspension upheld after the Steelers wide receiver swung at a Lions fan, and reportedly Florio voiding a $45 million. Dollars in guaranteed money. What do you think about all of this?
Well, I saw it happen live on the feed that we have in the NBC viewing room. We were in the process of trying to watch the games and get ready for Football Night in America. And I said, whoa, he's going to get suspended. And it just was so weird to see a player at the stands reaching up, holding down. At first, I thought he had the guy's Honolulu blue wig. He actually snatched his T-shirt and yanked him down and then forcefully pushed out of it with a closed fist that went open. He was lucky he didn't hit the guy square in the jaw. Otherwise, he would have ended up looking like Jake Paul, at least from the standpoint of the expert that saw that fight on Friday night. But this is something that the league cannot have. And number one, where's the security that keeps the players from going over to the stands? You know, we see the people who stand there looking up into the collection of fans. They're making sure the fans don't do anything as it relates to the players. The Lions Stadium, but the Steelers specifically didn't have someone there to pick off any player that might decide to go over and interact with fans. That was a failure. But the suspension was necessary and upholding it was necessary because the next time it would happen, if you'd have a serious injury, if a guy gets pulled over the railing and breaks his neck as he tumbles to the ground, because it's just far enough to seriously injure yourself if you come out of those stands that way, the liability would have been potentially astronomical for the NFL. They have to make it look like they take this seriously. They have to make it look like they take swift and decisive action, and they did. As it relates to the $45 million, there's a question as to whether or not the guarantee is automatically void or whether or not the Steelers have to affirmatively initiate the process. Regardless, they seem to be inclined to let it ride with DK Metcalf, but that's the kind of incident. You know, if you're otherwise having issues with a guy, that's like manna from heaven. It gives you the get out of jail free card. It allows you to escape a contract prematurely. He's lucky they like him, because if they didn't like him, they would run away from that remaining $45 million in a heartbeat.
Yeah, of course. You get rid of George Pickens. You bring up DK Metcalf. You need someone to catch that rock. And DK Metcalf has played a large role for them this season. You know, speaking of the team they were playing against, the Lions, you mentioned it, Mike, that, you know, one of those two teams, the Lions and the Packers, are going to make their way in to the playoffs. The Packers have a big one this weekend against the Baltimore Ravens. If they lose, the Bears obviously secure the NFC North. It's going to be a tough game for both teams. How do you see that one playing out?
Well, you know, we don't know which quarterback, if either, is going to be healthy for the Green Bay Packers. Malik Willis, I think, is trending toward playing. Jordan Love is practicing, but he's in the concussion protocol. You never know when a guy's going to receive full clearance to play again. I think Malik Willis has the potential to be a starter somewhere else. It's just a matter of time before he gets that opportunity. Every time he plays in place of Jordan Love, he's impressive. Last year, when Love had that knee injury from the week one game against the Eagles at Brazil and Malik Willis was playing well, I think Jordan Love rushed himself back a little too quickly because he was concerned that Malik Willis was making too good of an impression. So I think they're covered either way. With the Ravens, we don't know about Lamar Jackson's back injury. It may be Snoop Huntley. There's just a weird vibe that is hanging in the air between the Ravens and Lamar Jackson. And if they fail to make the playoffs, and right now Pittsburgh's magic number is 1 to win the division and to dispense with the Ravens, I wonder what kind of changes are going to be made. I wonder how much longer Lamar Jackson's going to be in Baltimore. I wonder how much longer John Harbaugh is going to be in Baltimore. Mm-hmm. He was talking this week with the kind of confidence that would tell me if it's the end for him with the Ravens, he'll find something else. But the same things we were hearing out of Pittsburgh 3 weeks ago about Mike Tomlin, maybe it's time for a mutual parting, yada, yada, yada. You know, those same concepts apply to John Harbaugh, who arrived in Baltimore 1 year after Mike Tomlin showed up in Pittsburgh. So I'm going to be watching Baltimore very carefully to see whether or not John Harbaugh is back next year, because I just, it's a, you know, you never know what's going to happen, but it's at least something that for me is going to be blipping on the radar screen when we get to week 18.
As an outsider, somebody who kind of admires the Baltimore franchise from afar and has, and one should, just because they seem to do things right, I'm a little shocked to hear you say that. Would I be wrong to say that if John Harbaugh was to leave Baltimore, get fired or leave, that he would be scooped? He'd have 10 teams interested in him? He'd be the top of the list, Mike, I assume?
I think he would automatically be a guy who's on every team's list for interviews, and he's got years of experience. He's won a Super Bowl, you know, the Giants, the Titans.
It's the first thing I was thinking about.
I think he'd have uh-huh. multiple opportunities. And I think what would happen is the availability of John Harbaugh could cause a team that's currently on the fence about its coach to go ahead and shove and say, we want to go get John Harbaugh. You know, Miami, for example, there's mixed reports about Mike McDaniel's future. I think a lot of that hinges on who they hire as GM. But if all of a sudden John Harbaugh is available, and look, a lot of stuff gets done in the back channels. If Miami has reason to believe John Harbaugh would be interested, seriously interested, that may be the thing that gets Mike McDaniel out of the job. Because you always have to think, it's not enough to decide to fire your coach. You have to think about who the replacement's going to be. There's
right.
always a chance. There's always a chance you drop the house on the Wicked Witch of the East, the Wicked Witch of the West is going to be even worse. And you got to factor that into your decision.
That's great.
I'll get you, my pretty. This segment is being brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. So San Francisco crushed the Colts this past week. 48-27 was the final. What about the Colts, man? They're that team that was good early and not good late. They were 7-1. The Colts and all their Philip Riversness, they are now 8-7, having lost 5 in a row. Are there ramifications for this team if they choke out of this thing, or do they blame injuries?
This one's going to be interesting because this is the first year of new ownership. Jim Irsay passed in May. His daughter, Carly Irsay Gordon, takes over. She's very involved. And, hey, I like the idea. If you're going to be involved in football decisions, if you're going to be involved in deciding whether or not the coach stays, the GM stays, whoever stays, she stays plugged into the action. She's not sitting up in the luxury suite hanging out like Jerry Jones does. She's down there, and she's explained, how can you tell whether or not what the coach is telling you is BS if you're not plugged into the communications that are happening? So she's going to make an informed decision. We just don't know what she's going to do. Do you ride it out with Shane Steichen and Chris Ballard? Do you give them another opportunity? Hey, great move to bring in Daniel Jones. Great job to get off to the 7-1 start, but the injuries ultimately overcame the team, specifically Daniel Jones suffering the torn Achilles tendon, which came while he was playing with a stress fracture in his other leg. And that was that for the season. They rolled the dice on Philip Rivers. It wasn't successful, but it's been fun. I think it's going to be a tough decision. And she has no track record we can point to. There's no reason to think she's going to be anything like her dad was. She's going to make her own legacy one hire at a time. We'll see if she's making one.
Mike, great stuff as always. Merry Christmas to you, sir. And we will talk to you probably in the new year, my friend.
There they are.
I'm trying to do it too. Mike's
there
not
is.
Working.
Ah, sorry, I can't see you right now, but I'll
Merry
play
Christmas.
Along. Yeah. Merry Christmas, Mike.
Good talking to you guys.
Yep. That is Mike Florio. Joins us every week here on Raheem Harris and Grody. You could follow him on Twitter, on X, at Pro Football Talk. He is the creator, editor, and chief of Pro Football Talk. When we return, we have two things that we are going to do. There is news from the Chicago Bears.
Noticias?
That is correct. That we must discuss. And sounds like Mike Florio kind of leaning towards San Francisco to beat the Bears. There is another prominent NBC host who is saying the opposite, that he thinks, and he will lay out exactly why, this person will, why he thinks the Bears will beat San Francisco on Sunday night. It's all coming up here. Raheem Harris and Grody with Gabe Ramirez on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2, on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This will be a 46-yard drive from Santos, who did hit from 55 in pregame warmups. Trying to get the Bears on the board. Snap and hold, they're down. Santos, oh, he played the win. Is it enough? He gets it up and through. Man, that is nasty stuff, but the veteran delivers it home to get Chicago on the board. Watch the action on this. You know what? Ended up down the middle of the fairway. Pretty good. 6-3, Packers.
Well put by Kevin Burkhardt there on Fox. Look at the action on that ball. Well described there. Tom Brady with him on Fox as well. It's Raheemy Harris and Grody. Layla and Marshall are off today, so Gabe Ramirez is in with us here today. Cairo Santos was named the special teams player of the week for those field goals of 46, 51, and 43, and the perfectly executed onside kick. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. And oh, did Cairo Santos have to deal with the wind?
How were you looking like with the wind? Was it always against you, crosswinds? Describe what it was on your kick.
It was super gusty. It was a tough day today. It was my first 46 yards against the wind, and then all the other ones were with the wind. So on the fourth quarter, we're kicking with the wind. But it was more of a crosswind that you just had to play it perfect in the ball. You know, have to trust it.
That's Cairo Santos right there, and that's tough stuff. Trust me, from having been on the Bears' sideline and doing sidelines for them for, what, five years, something like that? Like, the wind is so tricky. You can't just look at the flags at Soldier Field and be like, yep, the wind's blowing that way. I mean, it gives you some indication, but you really got to know. I mean, literally, this sounds really simpleton, but and you see guys. Like, if you're at a game or if you're really, really observant, you'll see guys on special teams and sometimes even quarterback picking up grass at Soldier Field, throw it up in the air. That's still the best way to tell exactly what the wind is doing at Soldier Field. Trust me,
it's smart. And you know me, I obviously have the luxury of walking around Soldier Field every Saturday as a host for the Chicago Fire, and we play games in March, we're playing games in October, so we get some really bad weather. We've definitely had some snow on the ground, and so you see the wind. I have this video on my IG account, Chicago_Gabe. Follow me if you want to. And one of my producers is asking me, Gabe, how do you stay warm at Chicago Fire matches? And I said, you don't. Like, it's cold in Soldier Field. Like, yeah, the wind is whipping and it's cold. So
figure it out. Manage it.
Yeah. As I'm sitting there in six layers.
Right. Well, you understand. You know, you've been hurt before.
Yeah. But yeah. Shout out Kairos Santos, man. Not an easy thing to win in the month of December playing for the Chicago Bears.
Yeah. No, not.
Especially after a home game.
It's really difficult. And he's had sort of an uneven season last year, had some moments last year, too. So, I mean, as far as Bears kickers go, this guy, I mean, he's been great at times. We know that there's been issues with Kairos Santos, but he's really embraced the technique that it takes to play at Soldier Field.
Let me ask you a question. Would you rather have an Aubrey, the kicker from Dallas?
Big-footed Aubrey, what do they call him?
Brandon Big.
He's got a nickname, doesn't he?
Oh, I don't know it.
Yeah.
You would know that.
I can't
though.
Call it. I don't know.
But would you rather have that where he can hit it from deep, but maybe not be as consistent, or maybe, you know, because he's a dome kicker.
Like Janikowski back in the day. Do you remember
62,
Janikowski?
Of course, Sebastian Janikowski.
Big old foot and just
the
drank
Oakland
beer
Raiders.
And ate food. Yeah, the Oakland Raiders.
And would tackle you on a punt. But, or would you rather have Cairo, where not necessarily the biggest leg that you would want, but can make a 42-yarder at a higher clip than most in the December in Chicago.
Right. He's like most kickers, really. He'll send you into hysterics in a happy way, and then he'll depress you, too. He'll do all that. Right.
According to
Robbie Gold.
Yeah, Bob Gold, no doubt. Yeah.
According to Pro Football Reference, Brandon Aubrey's nickname, Butter.
Yeah, that's disappointing. I don't get it.
That's not as intimidating.
Is he a chubby guy?
Let's go, Butter.
Well, no, it's like butter. It's like, you know, like smooth.
That's come on.
Fair enough.
Gabe, you've been in the park. People playing basketball make a nice jump shot.
No, I've heard it in
relation to basketball.
It's like butter. It's like
but I have
smooth.
Like a kicker. I've heard butthead.
Butthead, butter.
Kevin Butler. That's what I was thinking.
Smooth. But no, I get what you're saying, Ray. It took me a second to
get there. Kairos Santos not the only Bears to pick up some hardware this year.
Bears.
There's been some other guys, as we know. DeMarco Jackson picking up NFC Defensive Player of the Week. Colston Loveland, NFC Offensive Player of the Week,
right.
Week 9.
Yeah.
Josh Blackwell, NFC Special Teams Player of the Week, Week 4. And Caleb Williams. Week 3, NFC Offensive Player of the Week.
How quickly we forget a Josh Blackwell blocked kick earlier this year.
And I got to throw in two more. One, FedEx Air and Ground Players of the Week, which is fan voted. Week 3 was Caleb Williams also.
Oh, we're going FedEx here. Okay.
No, because it's all to lead you up to a bigger conversation.
Oh, you will you?
NFC Defensive Player of the Month.
Oh, man.
Nation Wright.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
See what I did there.
Let's see what you did
there.
How
about on the national stage, how much stock do you put into the Tom Brady LFG player of the game? Because Caleb won it twice, including Sunday.
I mean, if you like John Madden's turkey leg award, then you got to love Tom Brady's LFG.
So, yeah, Caleb is a two-time LFG player of the game.
Let's freaking go.
And then DeAndre Swift, week 11, his performance. Earned him the LFG honors.
You know what I'm thinking about? And I know that this can be, as we have learned even recently, can be very hollow and ultimately meaningless and doesn't have staying power. And that is, once the season is over and everything is said and done, the Bears are going to be up for more awards.
Oh, like what?
Like Coach of the Year. Ben Johnson is probably already in the running. I don't know that he's going to win. Ryan Poles is probably going to get votes for General Manager of the Year, quite frankly. He's got two of the guys that he signed on the offensive line are going to the Pro Bowl. A guy that he signed that plays safety is going to the Pro Bowl and leads the team right now in I don't know where he's in the league. I mean, think about all the things that the Bears have going for them right now. They're going to get, and I say it's hollow because the last time the Bears like swept the awards was 2018. A guy by the name of Ryan Pace picked up the award as Executive of the Year. Matt Nagy was Coach of the Year that year, and let's face it, ultimately it didn't take. That doesn't mean they didn't deserve it. Ryan Pace did deserve it that year, if for nothing else, for signing Khalil Mack.
Fair enough. That's a good one. I'm trying to think of the moves that like the Seattle Seahawks have made, right? They get Sam Darnold. They move on from DK Metcalf. They elevate the role of Jaxon Smith-Njigba. They still got the same running backs and Kenneth Walker and Zach Charbonnet.
Yeah.
But defensively, they add some bodies. I mean, you know, there's some people out there. I don't know why I'm hating on Ryan Poles.
You're looking for other GMs.
Yeah,
that
other GMs
that earn it. What about in New England? Who's the GM there? I don't know. I don't know my GMs very well. Coaches are the stars lately. Yeah. You know,
Vrabel.
Yeah, see Mike Vrabel. Like he'll. And he deserves absolutely. I would
of course
not be.
He does.
I would not be mad if Mike Vrabel was to get it. Like I don't.
He's
care,
the front runner.
I don't care that much about the.
You know who else
the
won
coach
of the
awards.
Year?
Yeah, who?
Didn't Nagy win coach of the year?
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's
he won in 20. So I like, believe man, honestly, man. I have to go back and embarrass. I think Dick Turan was a coach of the year.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I think maybe in his. Yeah. No, he was. He had to have in that 2001 season. Dick Turan was the head coach for the Bears in 2001, a season in which they went 13-3. I can't imagine he wasn't that year because it had all the ingredients that people look for because the Bears had sucked the previous year. Here comes Mark Trestman, who wasn't even the first choice. No, wait a minute.
No, we had
Dick Turan. Dick Turan. Did I say Trestman?
No. You said Dick Turan.
And then somehow I just said Trestman. Dick Turan.
2001 coach of the year, Dick Vermeil.
No. Really? No. Maybe it wasn't that year. Man. So Dick Turan has never been given the coach of the
maybe
year.
Maybe just I don't
how about Lovey?
Maybe you got
did
your
Lovey?
Maybe you got your D's confused.
Maybe
the Vermeil and the
did Lovey Smith? Was Lovey Smith the coach of the year? I swear to God, one of these guys. There's another coach who Bears coach in Bears history who was coach of the year, and it's not just Matt Nagy in the last 20 years or so. We'll figure all that out. It's amazing. Texter 708. Nashawn Wright should have. All pro next to his name. A lot of people saying that Nashawn Wright was a snub from the Pro Bowl. I don't know about that. Like I
2001, Dick Turan, you're right. Vermeil, greatest show on turf. It was 2001.
See, 2001. You guys made me doubt myself.
No. You and we should never.
Yeah. How dare you?
Grody Bear's information, that was good.
That's right.
So, Lovie Smith.
So he did get it?
No. 2005. Is what I'm saying.
No.
2005?
Gabe, are you telling me that Google AI in this quick search has done me wrong? How many times has that happened?
Guys, look, I'm the adult driving the car right now. Why can't I depend on you kids to get me the proper information in a timely fashion?
We should have went to Wikipedia. That's what
NFL that's where
gone.
I'm at right now. NFL
right.
Coach of the
so
Year 2005.
Which he deserved because that was the year before the Bears went to the Super Bowl, but it was the coming out party because they were 11-5. Unfortunately, in the year 2005, they did have a bad loss to end their season, and that was to the Carolina Panthers and Steve Smith, who just undid the Bears in the playoffs. But that was a great year. That's Urlacher Defensive Player of the Year. That's Kyle Orton because Rex Grossman gets injured. Remember, Rex is hurt. It's all Kyle Orton until the Atlanta game, and then it was Rex Grossman. I probably remember way too much about this, but I knew it that there was another Coach of the Year in Bears history, and as you can see, it's not always sustainable, though it was with Lovey.
So the Bears have a history of having good coaches.
Or so it. They make good impressions.
quick ones.
Early. They interview well. They make good impressions. They have unbelievable years, and then they sink. Now, Lovey's different. Lovey Smith was different. Lovey should go down as, right now, I guess you have to say, the greatest head coach in Bears history, of course.
Without a doubt.
George Halas.
For us, yeah.
George Halas. And then you would go Mike Ditka, right?
Then Lovey.
Is it fair to call Lovey Smith the third best coach in Chicago Bears history?
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Especially in the Super Bowl era.
Can I ask you this? Obviously, we're all enamored and in love with Ben Johnson and what he's done for the city and for the team. What are some things you don't like about Ben Johnson? You're around the
His
team.
His inability to get the ball to DJ Moore as much as I'd like him to. that's the answer. What do I dislike about Ben Johnson?
This is good. This is good because you're around the.
There's nothing like in general that's dislikable. I'm trying to think if he's done anything dislikable.
First 2 weeks of the season, how did you feel about his 2-minute press conferences following a game?
Shorties. They didn't affect me personally because I'd like to work the locker room. Okay. We have to make decisions after these games. Things happen fast. You're in the locker room. We're all interviewing people, and then the shout from the PR guy will say, "Head coach in the interview room." And you have to make your decision. And usually my decision is to stay in the locker room because you could watch the press conference later. So,
fair.
Did that bug you?
That you don't stick around for Ben Johnson?
No, the 2 minutes, like...
Yeah, it did, 100% in the beginning.
Like, he was short?
Absolutely.
I barely remember that.
Like, well, I was doing the post games here on 670 The Score. So, you know, we play the audio of coaches back, and I've been doing it for a couple years. So, you know, Flus would be there, anybody else, 8-9 minutes, Caleb Williams, 9-10 minutes. And then all of a sudden, Ben Johnson loses his first two games, and it's 4.5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, listen, you come in the building happy, and then you lose your first two and you don't want to talk to anybody. No one can question you about what they're seeing.
Yeah.
And fortunately for him, the Bears started to win, so there weren't, you know, a lot of doubts about what he was doing. And then I thought the game against Baltimore, I said, okay, what is that press conference going to look like? And it was lengthy. He was willing to accept defeat in that moment. But again, I have no qualms about Ben Johnson, and I have no issues with him whatsoever. Zero. Even the Q play on fourth and one. It's part of the body of work, right? You're not going to get everything right 100% of the time.
Yeah.
So that's okay to me, especially because he admitted fault on that. So that's why I was curious, you, because you're just a little closer.
Well, no, it's like, honestly, the answer is I don't have anything.
That so you love Ben Johnson.
He hasn't done us wrong in any way, shape, or form. All I'll say about that, I guess, is if things do start to go wrong in the coming years, as does happen to NFL teams, I do wonder how all the Ben Johnson-ness plays if the Bears are to be a losing team. Good, better, best, all of that stuff and the hype and guys saying it. We'll hear from Caleb later, too. Like, the relationship is not always great, because it sounds like that Ben Johnson is pretty harsh. Like, he's a pretty harsh guy, pretty real with his players. Not a lot of sentimentality when it comes to dealing with his players, to the point where players like Caleb Williams have been like, does this guy even like me? So I guess what I'm saying is, does that stuff, how does, and that's probably always the question with coaches, how does that stuff play, whatever your coachiness is, how does that play when the team is not winning? How do you like doing the Matt Nagy, the disco parties after when your team is bad? Club Dub. Why couldn't I think of Club Dub? Like, how disco does Club parties is cool. How does Santa Slay play when you start to lose games in the trick play? So the same thing, I suppose, would be true for Ben Johnson, but there's not a lot of cracks in the old Ben Johnson right now.
Yeah, because you're not going to break down games saying bad, worse, worser. No. All right, guys, that was bad, worse. And now I'm going to tell you what the worst
is. Tomorrow is the NFL Christmas Day triple header, ladies and gentlemen. Mm. Starting with the Dallas Cowboys at the Commanders, followed by Lions at Vikings, and then the nightcap of Broncos at the Chiefs. Mm. Tomorrow's triple header coverage begins at 11:30 and continues throughout the day right here on The Score and the Odyssey app. This is Rahimi, Harris, and Grody. We've got five on it coming up at noon. Five big topics that we're going to discuss coming up next. It's halftime on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What time is it?
It's halftime.
Raheem Harrison Grody on the score. Gabe Ramirez is in for the collective dynamic duo of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris. Today, the band will be back together. I have no idea when the band will be back together. This is a very confusing
time of the year. Monday and Tuesday.
Oh, great. Excellent.
The fill-in knows.
I'm looking forward to it.
Because I'm back on Wednesday.
We also talked about it when we discovered our New Year's Eve show. We are the crew.
We've been talking about the Bears all morning. That's really what's been going on, to the point where we even audibilized out of a bull segment to continue to talk about the Bears. But I'll be damned if we're not going to talk a little bit of Bulls right now. And I will entertain you. We will entertain you with some delightful audio here in just a moment. The Bulls did win last night, much like the Bears. Pretty improbable. Bulls win 126-123. Improbable because they came back from 18 down. The Bulls led for all of 2 minutes and 6 seconds last night. It's their ninth win by five or fewer points. Much happened in that game of interest, including being very sloppy. Hawks had 23 points off of 16 Bulls turnovers. So, like the Bears, the Bulls played pretty badly, but somehow come up with a win. Now, there was entertainment going on as I was dividing my time between radio and television, depending on what I was doing last night, and I was listening to the pregame show with Chuck and Bill and Alyssa, and it caught my attention listening to Chuck talk about the PA announcer in Atlanta where the players play.
Let's go to our public address announcer for the starting five of the Chicago Bulls.
For the visiting Chicago Bulls, starting at 4'6'5 from Auburn, number 35, Isaac Okoro. At 4'6'9 from G League Ignite, number 14, Matis Bozelis. At center, 6'11 from Montenegro, number 9, Nikola Vucevic. At guard, 6'5 from North Carolina, number 0, Kobe White. And at guard, 6'8 from Australia, number 3, Josh Giddey. The head coach of the Chicago Bulls is Billy Donovan.
Okay, slow down. It's okay, it's Montenegro.
Is that how you say that?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it was like, you know, he's on a disc, and the disc is going one speed.
It's like it was a 33 LP, and he was going at 45.
Very good. I love it. You're going to have to explain to our audience what 33 and 45 is, though, Bill. But the Bulls, again, 13 and 15.
Tim Sinclair would never. He's the voice of the Bulls.
Oh, yeah, he's nice and
Tim
slow.
Tim Sinclair would never.
Right. No, he would not. But Chuck Swirsky, you are hilarious. And Chuck, hey, Chuck's been doing this at a high level for a long time. If he wants to criticize the PA guy, and I think the criticism comes from the fact that he is carelessly going through the Bulls lineup, which I get. That's part of the gig. You know, you talk about, you blow up the place at the United Center, and for the rest of the guys, it's just like Ramon Sessions.
Well,
yeah.
Number 3 from Georgia, Anthony Edwards.
Yeah, right. But this guy, he had no time. So, love you, Chuck. That was so good. Okay, so then I'm watching the game on television last night. Towards the end of the second quarter, like 3 minutes left, they play a little Q&A with the media. I believe it was Joe Cowley asking Billy Donovan a question. Here's why I'm going to play this right now, because it's fun. You'll hear it. It's built into it. You'll be like, you'll smile when you hear this. I don't think I have ever heard Billy Donovan, the head coach of the Chicago Bulls, laugh. I don't know if I've ever heard him laugh, let alone laugh like he did during this little tidbit.
Tonight, I mean, I'm sure you guys watched the film, and how do you make sure this isn't a over and under 300?
Yeah, I don't know if I should say this, but I got a great text from my dad. He just was calling, text me about something, and he says, I think I could have got 10 last night. 80. So,
the high pitch, the part I've never heard. But like, Billy Donovan is such a basketball coach.
Yeah.
There's really nothing else to him. And I, like, that's not a critique.
No.
The Bulls have a coach that is in the Basketball Hall of Fame. So he's got all of that East Coast basketball-ness in him. And then to hear him laugh like a little child, I've never heard the man laugh.
Yeah.
Barely smile, let alone like let out like a real genuine laugh like that. I loved it.
Grody, I can't imagine there's a large number of people that can rib Billy Donovan. But when your dad calls you up to let you know that team's defense sucks so bad that I could put up 10. And then it's funny because it's probably true. You know, that kind of a thing.
So I love that. Like, people listen. Like, if you just play that one more time, Ray. They
so
it's like when a hot girl tells you a mid-level joke.
Oh, wow.
Wait,
if a hot girl tells you a mid-level joke, you'd have to force the laugh, right? You think that sounds like a forced laugh there?
Watch this. Watch this. Oh, Caleb Williams, he throws so well in the breezy wind. Yeah, that's what you do. You're like, a super hot mid-level joke, that's the laugh.
Oh, man. I think the... Isn't the fake laugh more of the
That's nervous.
Oh, yeah.
See, everybody knows too. That's a fake laugh. You can't do that. Talk to the hot chick. You can't be doing that.
That's like, true. Oh, my God. Like my friend Cindy last night when she fell. You remember?
That's
how that goes.
Why can't we just let Billy enjoy himself? All right, one more. There was one more moment. Now, I did not hear this moment. But Sean Sears and Ray Diaz were working fastidiously putting this together at the last second and saying, Grody, we got time. We got to play this too. It's Chuck and Bill.
Speaking of power outages, Bill, there was one last night in San Francisco, leaving 130,000 people in the dark. But also, the self-driving car stalled. We went in a self-driving car yesterday here in Atlanta. I had never been in one.
I had not either, and I'm glad you took me in one because I can say I've done it. And it's very different. So you just feel I couldn't help but thinking that there's someone with a remote control somewhere steering that car. Yeah. And once they find out I'm in it, I'm done.
You know, it's interesting because you are taking chances. When I was learning how to drive, Bill, the instructor told me about maybe two sessions in, I was having difficulty with parallel parking. He said, I wish I could help you. I said, why can't you? He said, I have one eye. I said, you're teaching me how to drive with one eye?
Oh, my.
He says, yes, I am.
Yeah, and he splits a pair?
Yes, 46-44 Bulls.
So, yeah, Chuck Swirsky's driving instructor couldn't help learn to parallel park because his driving instructor had one eye.
That's amazing.
Couldn't turn to his left.
It's like, go on. I love Chuck and Bill.
What's your take on self-driving cars? Because it's inevitable. It is only a matter of time before all cars are self-driving.
It seems unnerving is the first thing that I would say. I have not done this yet, but it's just like that's my reaction.
I'm going to San Francisco, obviously, tomorrow to go watch the Bears.
Yeah,
I anticipate taking a Waymo. I think that's what they're called, the self-driving cars.
Yeah.
I think the risk reward there is, you know, you can become a millionaire in the event of an accident.
Oh, wow.
Hopefully it's not a deathly one.
See, you're always thinking about stuff, man.
Money.
So you're going to come back with a mill, though? Is that what you're saying?
It might be called, I don't know what this, Levi Stadium?
It
might be called
Levi Stadium.
Gabriel Stadium.
No, from Levi to Gabriel.
Especially if I get hit in Santa Clara.
Oh, yeah, you know, man.
Where all the rich tech bros.
That's right. There's lawyers and tech bros. That's what goes on in Santa Clara.
Hey, I hope there's a little bit more going on there in Santa Clara.
Are you going to be putting lots of money on this game? Or
don't.
No?
I'm just saying might be some fun, for those people on Twitch, there might be some fun stuff happening in Santa Clara.
actually,
that's great.
Okay, wait. I will see your, mildly good-looking woman?
No, hot girl.
Hot girl that you have to laugh because...
Mild joke.
You have to let her know that she's funny if you want to... Right.
And this go for the ladies, too, because, you know, you're on a date with the
like
dude.
Like a Grody. Like, Grody, if you said a joke, you're hot. So if you said
a
joke...
Hell yeah. You better... Okay. I'm kicking it up a level. You say that. Great. It's kind of a stoner. Like, if you look at it, right? One more time. Like, think of it. You just took a big hit. Somebody said something mildly funny, and then... it's a stoner laugh. All right. Stoner laugh or hot girl joke laugh. 312-644-6767 is the number.
That's
great. Coming up next, it's 5 on it. Rahimi Harrison, Grody on the Score with Gabe Ramirez.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.